Blog Talk Radio.
And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take it back, and I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show. They be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back. I just pray I make it back. Until I never be the same though. Mind, body, and soul.
Is you living?
We all under attack.
Is you different?
I know niggas existing in two prisons, feeling they through living like death is too tempting. What's a day worth? Put a price on it. He was 17, the judge dropped life on him. He ain't live yet, now he in the tight corner.
Gangs got their sights on him.
On the yard with a knife on him. Family trying to tell him to chill. We gon' get you home. He like how my pills dead, they took the road. That's kinda cold when you think about it. He shot a nigga, he ain't think about it. Didn't even blink about it. But he was trapped in the hood and couldn't think about it. Really trying to be about it. Never left his public housing, which resembles the dormitories he's trapped in. So who knew that they was prepping him back then? Yeah, on how to live packed in. Make him hate his black skin, I swear it's all facts, man.
Yeah, I swear to God it's all facts, man.
So you should let the track spin. And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. Remember calling my mom to tell my sentence. Since I don't do no snitching, I'm not a witness. They gave me 23 years, ma.
I'm finished.
I think she cried for like 15 minutes. Over the years, there's enough tears to fill a lake. A lot of trips on
in the states for visiting.
Remember Tony got stabbed.
May he rest in peace.
Stressed my mother so bad, she barely slept for weeks. Thankful that it wasn't me. Knowing prison dangers. Doing time with ISIS and killers and gangbangers. Some of us get caught in the matrix, but can you blame us? Trapped in cages like animals trying to tame us. Parole hearings are jokes, you go a 50 times. Same excuse every time. Serious nature of the crime. I can't change the crimes that I committed, but I can't change my mind and not repent. And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though.
Okay, okay, bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulullah, amubad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. And salam, peace to you all. Welcome to another night, a point of impact. That's right, point of impact, direct talk with direct situations and direct solutions, talking about the issues of criminal justice reform and the necessary need of reform in the prison system and things going on in our society, as well as the whole and healing of our family. And here we are tonight, of course, myself, yours truly, Derek Hansford, a.k.a. Minhaj, a.k.a. Malai. And we rocking tonight along with my host, my co-host, Krista Ellison, and my beloved brother, Hassan Shabazz. Yes, the family is here, you know what I'm saying? So we gonna rock on tonight. We got a beautiful brother coming on the show tonight, by the name of, I called him Noble. We calling
Hello?
Him up right now. Yeah, Noble,
Hello?
That's you, bro.
Yeah, it's me. It's me. Yeah, I can hear you clear.
Okay. Hold on one second. Let me finish my introduction. Mother Queen, Krista, you with us? Hassan, you with us?
Yes, okay. I'm here. Good evening and peace to the unified family. We here.
Alhamdulillah. We got our guests with us. And so we're here today, y'all, as it is on December the 4th. It's a little chilly night tonight, so I hope everybody's warm. And, man, I'm just telling you, like, you know, I'm going to just share with y'all something real quick. And Nova, you might remember this, brother. But just before we began to go on the show, I got a call from a beautiful brother. Ooh, excuse me, y'all. A beautiful brother, man. This guy was one of the most talented jazz keyboardists I ever met in my life, okay? And when we was at Augusta, we had a band. And it was actually, the band was only a three-piece band. You understand? And we had me, the vocalist, and we had a drummer, and we had Asadullah, of course, all Muslim. And, man, this brother Asadullah called me just before the show, man. And, you know, I was just telling my son how tired and worn out I was. Man, this brother just lit me up, you know, to hear from him. It's been over 30 years. You know, we were locked up together, but he went home, I think, somewhere in 2000 and I hadn't seen him since, you know. Beautiful brother, but he plugged into me tonight. I'm hoping he'll call in tonight, and hopefully we can get a chance to talk with him. But listen, let's get right to our guest, which is this guy. This beloved brother here, I want y'all to meet him. He's going to tell us a little about himself. Noble, you want to tell everybody who you are and you know, share with us, you know, who you are and what you're doing right now, bro?
Sure. Alhamdulillah, first and foremost, man. You know, Allahu Akbar. You know, I'm a brother.
Allahu Akbar.
I'm from Newport News, Virginia, man, born and raised in Newport News, Virginia. Grew up on the wrong side of the track, so to speak. You know, I don't know if we should call it the wrong side of the track, or just the conditions that were created for us. But I grew up in those conditions. And I found myself in prison at the age of 17. My first ever charge, I was given 68 years to serve. Went to prison.
How many years?
I was given 68.
Wow.
They gave me 68 years for my first ever charge, which was an attempt murder charge. As I went to, you know, when I went to prison, they sentenced me at the age of 17. They sentenced me as an adult. I ended up going to Sussex One for receiving. Ended up at Augusta, where I met the brother. Back then his name was Bilal. You know, then he changed his name to Minhaj. And you met so many other brothers up there, man, and they took me to the, you know, they brought me to the dean, you know, taught me a little bit about myself, man, you know, about the one God, you know, Allah, and kind of changed my life, man. So many things happened while I was on Augusta that changed my life, and I can go into many different stories about things that happened to change my life, but, you know, the most important one was, you know, me finding God. And after being on Augusta, I was sent to Red Onion. So I served the last 10 years of my sentence on Red Onion, and I was supposed to do 68, but I was, you know, going back and forth to court, man, trying to get a sentence reduction. They granted me a sentence reduction in 2015, and I ended up getting released from Red Onion State Prison in 2015. When I came home, you know, I dove straight into my dean, man. I dove straight into trying to, you know, help, you know, fix the community that I felt like I was a part of helping destroy. Started a nonprofit organization, started mentoring teens. I started a few nonprofit organizations, you know, protecting kids at bus stops, mentoring teens, doing our own community policing, to keep the police out of our communities, a situation happened, you know, I ended up on the news and stuff like that, man. My name kind of got big and stuff like that, and I ran for delegate in the 95th district. You know, it was looking like I was about to win that joint. It was so close, man. I was up in every single poll, and then I just ended up losing by just 1,200 votes, which is like very, very close with my background and stuff like that. But we gearing up to run again next year, so you know, all praise to do, you know.
Mm-hmm. Alhamdulillah. Mm-hmm. You know, it's we met Noble in Augusta, and then we went to Greensville together, things like that.
Yeah.
You know, I used used to spend a lot of time with Brother Noble. We spent a lot of time together walking the yard, walking the town hall.
A lot of time.
You know, a lot of time in the Dean. And one of the things that inspired me the most, which I want you to share with us, was when I had the chance to be reunited with you, which was last week at the was Black Excellence event that Catchmore and his sister Chanel Catchmore had presented. One of the things I was really pleased with was, tell me more, what got you involved in seeking to become a delegate?
So when I came home in 2015, like I said, I started a lot of nonprofit organizations and, you know, just doing for the community and stuff like, you know, like all of the brothers, like most of the brothers are doing now, Catchmore, you know, Troy, Paul Taylor, you know, these brothers were inspirational to me. You know, they come from the city I spoke from. And, you know, I just felt like, I felt like, you know, that needed to be made. So I ended up forming this one organization where we were, you know, doing our own community policing. There was a kid that came up missing one day, and his mother was on Facebook, and she was, you know, posting like, hey, my son missing. He was in a wheelchair. They had found his wheelchair, but he wasn't nowhere near his wheelchair. And she had called the police. The police told her that they weren't going to search for him for 48 to 72 hours because he was an adult, even though he was handicapped, and they had found his chair. They wasn't going to search for him. So I pulled my guys down there, man, and, you know, all of my guys, you know, ex-gang members and, you know, ex-felons and stuff like that, we went down there. We formed the first ever Black community search party. We ended up finding her son. Unfortunately, he was deceased, and somebody had put him under a house. They had they had pulled up under the house in Newport News, Virginia, and we ended up finding his body, man, and calling the police and, you know, just being there to comfort her family through that and, you know, comfort, you know. And so what I ended up doing was fighting to get that law change of where they, you know, they don't search for adults for 48 to 72 hours. So, you know, even though he was handicapped, I fought to get that law changed in the state of Virginia. So now a lot of people might not know this, but there's a law called the Andre Alert where if you're an adult who is mentally disabled or physically disabled, they search for you immediately because I fought to get that law passed. When I was fighting to get that law passed, I had to fight against our current delegate, whose name is Marcia Price, who she was totally against it. And, you know, I fought for that bill. We got it passed through the House. And, you know, I just decided, man, I got to run against her, man. I got to get her out of there. You know what I'm saying? So I ran against her.
Right.
But it really was just coming. It was just me being inspired, man. You know, I was always told that, you know, when I was on the wrong side of the tracks, you know, I was a leader in my gang, you know, when I was gangbanging. So, you know, I was always told by brothers like you and brothers like Paul Taylor and brothers like Troy that, look, bro, if these people going to follow you, lead them the right way, you know what I'm saying? So I just decided, look, I need to lead them, you know, the right way. So I decided to lead my gang, you know what I'm saying, the brothers that was in my quote-unquote gang to Allah and then to fighting for our community. So that's what we're standing on right now.
Man, may Allah mercy be upon you. May Allah reward you, man, in this life and the after. I mean, yeah, that is awesome. Queen Krista, you wanna say something? You want to add on?
You know, I also canvassed for Stephanie Lynch, who was 5th District, fighting for, you know, the Black community here in Richmond, Virginia. And I just wanted to say I commend you to stay in the game and keep going a second time, even though you didn't get it the first time, to continue to fight, because I know firsthand the struggle of all the red tape and all the pushback that you would get when you're trying to do the right thing, because there's so many allies and cliques when it comes to this. So I commend you for staying in the fight.
Thank you so much, Queen. I really appreciate that. It gets hard, you know, because, you know, like when I was running for office, you know, they put me on the front of the paper. They put me on the front of the Daily Press newspaper, which is like one of the biggest newspapers down here. They put me on the front page and was like, the title read ex-criminal, you know what I'm saying? Like they really just tried to use my past.
Mm-hmm.
So, to make people identify me as that instead of the changes that I had made. But I turned that slander into a blessing because I never hid my past. Mm-hmm. You know, I always lead with it, you know, because that's the power of God. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like, you know, if I can show my change, then people will understand that, look, apparently I know something that these kids need. If we want these kids to change, let me tell you what changed my life. You know what I mean? So I try to use my change and let that lead the way and be the thing that, you know, propels the mission that I'm trying to accomplish. So, you know, I'm not going to get out of the fight. Still learning politics, which is way dirtier than the streets ever was or ever could be. Politics is very crazy. Definitely. It's much like gang banging. You got Bloods and you got Crips, you know, Democrats, Republicans. But it's a fight that I really feel passionate about, you know what I mean, because our community really, really, really needs it, you know.
Hassan, you want to jump in?
Well, you know, Jesse Ventura said Democrips and Republicans, right?
Yeah,
exactly. At the end of the day, you know, we gonna keep it real, right? And
right,
you know, when we talking about politics, man, Brother Nova, I just want to commend you, right? Because I know how hard it is to step out there on that ledge and take on the monstrous beast of the political machinery that we call this American system of things, right? And that right there, to step into that arena, means that you have to be wearing the armor of God in order to move through that, brother. You can't do that any other way and not become corrupt. Mm-hmm. You feel me?
Right.
That's just the way that it is. And so,
right.
With that being said, I heard something that you said, but it struck a chord with me, right? You said that you lost by 1,200 votes. Mm-hmm. See,
yes.
the thing about this, right, when I came home, right, from prison, I just came home 4 months ago, right? When I came home from prison, I went immediately and strove to register to vote so that I could be able to vote in this election, because I believe that you have to know something about the politics that govern you and be involved in civic engagement in order to govern that politics, right?
Right.
And so,
right.
Because somebody got to do it, right? I understand there's people that have an affinity toward not dealing with politics for whatever their preferences are, but that politics still governs you. So I want you to speak a little bit to the effect about how us as brothers coming home need to be moving to make sure that we register to vote, because 1,200 votes ain't nothing. We got 1,200 votes, bro. There's no way that we could not produce 1,200 votes. You see? And so we have to be more involved in the political process, man. Speak a little bit to that for me, bro.
You know what I mean? I was the same way. I grew up the same way, thinking like, yo, the system ain't for us. Let's not have nothing to do with this system. You know what I mean? Like, let's just buck the whole system. But the thing about it is, when you don't vote, you allow your enemy to decide who to put over top of you. You know what I mean? And these are laws and bills and policies that we have to live by and be governed by. So I feel like we need to be at that table, at least casting a vote. You know, even if you feel like they don't matter, they do matter. You know what I'm saying? They do matter. Your non-vote matters. You know what I mean? When you don't vote, it matters. You know what I'm saying? So it's like we have to get people. When we have people, like my whole slogan when I ran, you know, my slogan on all of my commercials, all of my flyers, all of my banners and everything, it was like, yo, for so long we've trusted politicians. Now it's time to trust one of our own. You know what I mean? Because I don't view myself as a politician. I view myself as one of us trying to get into politics so that we have a voice to speak for us. And the only way I can do that is if us get to them polls and put a person like me in there. You know what I'm saying? Somebody that came from the same structure that's not going to lose that focus, that's going to represent the things that we still need to be represented and speak up against, you know what I mean, speak truth to power, because I'm not afraid to speak truth to power. You know what I mean? I feel like, you know, when I went to prison and that judge sentenced 68 years, physically, My physical body was dead. You know what I mean? So I'm living in the spirit. Mm. So I'm in the world, but I'm not of the world. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just a journey on this thing. So I don't care what they would do to me or do to my physical anymore. I'm not scared of that. I'm going to speak truth regardless of who it needs to be spoken to or when it needs to be spoken. So I'm just trying to get myself to a place where I can be that speaker, you know, towards the things that need to be said against all of them, against Democrats and Republicans. You know what I mean? Because ain't none of them really doing what really needs to be done for us. You know what I'm saying? 100%. So we need people that's going to really get in there and speak to the good of each and to the bad of each. You know what I mean? And that's the position I'm trying to put myself in. We got so many people coming home from prison. I mean, as I walked around that room that, you know, the Brotherman has, he talked about, we was in the joint about Black excellence, you know, seeing him and you in there, you know what I mean? And the thing about it is we look around that room and look at how many ex-convicts was in that room alone, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then if you look at the impact that each one of those convicts in that room alone has, we got a reach of way more than 1,200 people, you know what I'm saying? That's a reach of thousands upon thousands, you know what I mean? But if we just got to hone in and focus and learn that each one of us got a role to play in this thing, and if my role going to be the politician and your role going to be the speaker or whatever it is that y'all doing, you know what I'm saying? Like, we all got that role to play in the pieces of this puzzle, you know what I'm saying, to make this thing work for us, you know what I mean? We really got to change some of these laws because, you know, it got to happen, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, before we continue on, we're going to take a pause. Jay Sean, do we have anybody that called in? Anybody called in would like to give a comment or add on to the topic tonight?
Not at this time. Nobody pressed one yet.
Okay, sure. So everyone, to all our guests and people listening, please press one if you would like to comment or to give a positive interjection into the conversation. We would love to hear from you and share with us, you know, anything that you would like to share with us, because we're all about, you know, positivity and positive vibes and building and adding on. We can disagree to agree in, you know, in a positive way. Just me personally, as a Muslim and one who surrenders to the will of Allah and Islam, you know, I honor my faith. I don't practice politics I don't practice the political actions of this state because of the ills of how the system itself is imposed to bring upon default, as what we are witnessing right now with the brother not getting into office. One of the things, though, I do encourage people to do is to be active in the community movement and upliftment of the community and the environment in which you live in, you know,
right.
And what you're doing, Noble, is showing people that you don't have to be an elected office to have an impact on your community. You understand? And these things are what, you know, and that's not to discourage anyone who is willing to run for office or whatever. This is what your belief is. And the impact that you believe that you can bring about, I encourage you to do so. The one thing is that we really have to go into the actual issues of how we get to these issues of disparity that is affecting our community and tearing our community down. And it just starts with people doing the right thing. You know what I mean?
Right.
Being just. Equality, one of the renowned scholars of Islam, Muhammad ibn Uthaymeen, rahimahullah, he said that, you know, justice is how you bring about equality. You know, when you're being just, then equality is the deliberate cause of justice. You understand? Because when you're being just, there's only the balance of the scale is going to only bring about equality. So we can have this transpire through the actions of people, and which is going to be something that takes time of a great deal of re-education and recultivation in our communities, I definitely believe. But, you know, I have to touch on the fact that, man, sharing what you shared of what you and your team went out and did, man, that blew my mind right there, because that's showing these people who constantly say that, you know, the criminals, black people, you know what I'm saying, are the destructive nature of society and this and that, all the things that they throw out there for propaganda, you know, on the news and everything. But see now, this is something that the world should have been hearing about. You know what I'm saying? We shouldn't have had to hear about this just through the podcast. We should have heard about this when you see what I'm saying? Like the same way they publicize all the murder going on in Chi-Town, all the murders going on in Norfolk and in Newport News, you know, in Richmond. You know, why wasn't this publicized? Why wasn't this pushed out to the public? Because they don't want to encourage us. They don't want us to see the progress that we are bringing about through, you know, rectifying our affairs. So, you know,
I agree with you 110%. You know what I mean? I end up, you know, fortunately, you know, all praises due, I end up getting I got a book deal. So we've been working on my book. I've been featured on, you know, different news outlets and stuff like that. Like I was on Fox News, I was on CNN, like when I first came home. And you know, I've been featured on a lot of things around locally and stuff like that. But I just feel like, you know, they give way more attention to negativity than they do to positivity, and we can't change the narrative if we're not, you know, in control of the media. That's why, you know, media platforms like yours, you know, we would never, you know, underplay the impact that, you know, that media outlets like yours can have. You know what I mean? These are the most important ones, because these are the most important ones because, you know, the big ones, they you know, they have their narrative. You know what I'm saying? Like these people, and not to interject no negativity or nothing like that, but you know, those outlets aren't run by us. You know what I'm saying? They run by other people. So I feel like, you know, we need to have our own in order to push the true narrative, because we can't force them to, you know what I mean? We can't go into their business and tell them what to sell. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's their business. You know what I mean? Let's create our own, support our own, and stop going to master, begging master to acknowledge us. Instead, let's acknowledge ourselves. You know what I mean? Because in our community, we have the power. Like, they make it seem like we don't have the power, but the thing about it is our culture controls a mass amount of what goes on in all society. You know what I'm saying?
Hello? No, I was just saying, you're right. Yeah, I'm agreeing with you.
The clothes that we wear, that's what becomes popular all over the world. The music that we listen to, that's what becomes popular all over the world. The shoes that we rock, that's what becomes the number one thing in the world. You know what I'm saying? So we have the control. We just have to, you know what I mean, publicize it and take control of our control. We own the culture. Yeah, we own our culture and our creative ability. We got to just stop selling it to them. You know what I mean? Because when we sell it to them, they do what they want to do with it. You know what I'm saying? Which is not promoted the way it needs to be promoted. You feel me?
And to add on to that, you know, I'm going to tell you, it's ironic that we're talking about this. Wednesday,
right?
On the 30th, I posted on TikTok, right?
Right.
You know this guy that comes on TikTok called Charleston White, right? He's tearing down, calling out gang members and rap artists, you know, calling them all types of B's and N-words and all of this type of stuff, and then calling them out, and then when they confront him with the brolic behavior that he's pushing, you know what I'm saying, he calls the FBI on them, you understand what I'm saying, and brags and boasts about them, you know, and so I went on TikTok and I, you know, spoke to that. You know, like, this is not us fulfilling the platforms of the social network that are available to us and fulfilling it with these ignorant behaviors towards one another, belittling one another, causing animosity within our communities amongst one another. This is the type of thing that they encourage. And guess what, y'all? Guess what they did? They silenced my video. They silenced my video. Yeah, and so I went on Facebook yesterday and posted a rebuttal to them silencing my video. I will no longer listen to TikTok, nor will I no longer watch anything on TikTok. You understand?
Right.
And so I encourage people, and you're so right, we have to create these type of platforms for ourselves so that we can begin the process of recultivating, re-educating in our people, and, you know, you're so right. Mother Queen, you want to speak?
You know, I'm just sitting here listening, and I said, you know, a lot of things that are not played, we don't promote. They don't promote the good because they make money off of our good. They don't make money off
right.
of anything being good.
Mm-hmm.
They would have candy
right.
or lollipops if they could.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
like back in the day, they used to say, you know, sex sells. But nowadays, it's drama sells. You know what I mean? So they're going to continue to try to
drama.
Sell drama. Drama.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
And you can see how, look at a TV show with the all-black women doctors. And that was supposed to be an encouraging empowerment for black women. But then they quickly turned the narrative to fighting, turning each other down, talking about what goes on behind closed doors of these families and bringing it to the forefront. And it's just now turned something that was supposed to be endearing and enlightening and encouraging and uplifting to the black community to a very nasty and drama
wow.
field.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Like I said, this is really imperative. Like this conversation and the many conversations that we've been having on this show. And one of the things, like, that's why I'm so grateful for my team. You know, my team, you know, they bring so much to the table to, you know, with my little bit of content and all three of us putting our content together. It's amazing how we're able to, you know, vibe, the type of vibe that we're pushing right now. And then having brothers like yourself, because I'm going to tell you something, we only have guests on the show that have, well, let me rephrase that. We have majority of our guests on the show who have been brothers and sisters who have shared an experience. And the
yeah.
great deal of everyone that we have on the show are people who are in the community contributing to the betterment of our society in America as a whole. You understand?
Right.
And this is like, you know, this is just proof and more proof. And more proof compounded on the proof we've been presenting that we are the people who are bringing about change in our community. You know what I'm saying? We are changing the narrative, and we have to continue to do that. So, what is it that you're moving towards right now? I heard you were speaking about the book. You got a book deal. So, what's going on? Like, what initiatives are you pushing right now?
All right, so right now I have a book deal. You know, all praises for that, man. It was a blessing, man. I got during the election, I got contacted by Penguin, and they were telling me, an agent from Penguin, and he was telling me, you know, he was like, man, I love your story. You know, white guy. He was like, you know, I love your story, man. You know, this can sell and yada 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 and stuff like that. And he was, you know, he offered me a book deal. With them, we met with them several times throughout the campaign and stuff like that. And you know, they were telling me, man, if you win this, man, this could be, you know, this can be box, you know, box office. We could sell this story and stuff like that. And I was more along the lines of just trying to, you know, I look at my story. I don't look at it as like, you know, something to sell. I just really want to get it out there because I know that it's going to impact lives. And so I end up, you know, we end up going with the book deal. And I started writing my book. The book is actually done now. It got sent to the editors last month. So they just doing the editing and stuff like that. And we're trying to get a release date and a cover shoot and stuff like that going. So we got the book that's coming. I'm gearing up for another election, which is starting in March. So the campaign will start March. I'm still down here in the community. I mentor over 76 kids right now. We got a boxing program. We got an after-school program.
I speak at all of the high schools and middle schools around here. Just speaking towards the story that, you know, that's not just my story, but it's our story. You know what I mean? I remember one time I was speaking at Heritage High School, and I mentioned you. You know what I'm saying? Like, not even knowing I was going to run into you. Like I said, I didn't even know you was home. You know what I mean? Like, so it was crazy to me. Like, I was in there, and I was just speaking about, you know, how you never know who's going to come into your life and change your life. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I was just thinking about myself when I was on Augusta sitting in that pod. You know what I mean? Living a whole other type of lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking I'm going to be a rapper when I get home. That's, you know what I mean? I'm sitting there with 68 years talking about getting home and being a rapper. You know what I'm saying? And then watching brothers like you, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, y'all always going to Jumar. I'm like, yo, why they roll their pants up above their ankles, man? Just asking questions like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and just wanting to know those type of things, man. And then, you know, sitting down and talking with you. And Brother Q and all of y'all, man, and y'all really just opening my eyes to a lot of different things. And that's the type of thing that changed my life. You know what I'm saying? So I had spoke at a high school, and I was speaking about you. And then, boom, we go to the event, and you right there. I'm like, yo, what the, you know what I mean? It was just crazy to me, but it brings things full circle. You know what I mean? So I feel like Allah brought you into my life for a reason. And then me running into you and seeing you again, man, I really feel like it's another reason. We still got more work to do together. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. And you can best believe, I can't even express to you the similitude of just gratitude I had to Allah for seeing you in that magnitude. Mm-hmm. You know, and it was really impressionable upon me. You were impressionable upon me. You know, one of the things that I always try to tell people, you know, one of the experiences I learned from prison is you just mentioned, like, you never know who you're going to meet and who the person is next to you, like what impact they're going to have on your life. You know, when I was in prison, I met doctors. I met lawyers. Mm-hmm. I met you know, business owners. I met fathers, I met devoted fathers, you know, I met educators, you know, I met so many different people who influenced me to continue to not be discouraged due to my circumstance, but to continue to, you know, seek elevation in my circumstance to be a better person that when I returned home, I can, you know, impact myself and my family and my community. You have demonstrated to me that, you know, as long as you hold on to the rope, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah, the Most High, will definitely guide you to the straight path. And, you know, when I had the pleasure of seeing you last Saturday, excuse me for getting emotional, y'all, but when I had the pleasure of seeing you again last Saturday, it was overwhelming. Because you were like a little brother to me, you know, and you know, we you know, and a lot of people don't understand, like, you know, helping people to transpire in their lives is difficult when you have so many forces pulling them to the negative. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, you know, that's a very difficult, it's a very difficult task.
Indeed.
And, you know, indeed. I used to, you know, Noble was one of those type of brothers. He's very strong. He's very strong-minded. And and I used to sit with him, and we would sometimes clash, and he would, you know, he would be like, you know, man, why you always, like, down on us, man? Why you always, you know, and he wouldn't understand at that moment, you know, that I just wanted people to see in him, and I wanted him to see in himself that he could be a progressive person. Not, I mean, this kid would write songs, bro, all day long. Yeah. Like, I mean, he was writing, I'm talking about good material. You know, I there's no doubt in me that if he did come home to be a rap artist, he would have been a rap artist. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But it's like Allah has a plan. Allah's plan. We plan, but Allah, God, is the best of planners. And, brother, you can best believe you are. Yes, sir. You are definitely on the path that you are supposed to be upon, and I'm here to support you, and I'm grateful to all the support that you've acknowledged that you wish to send out to us at Point of Impact, and we're looking forward to seeing you December the 17th, because guess what, brother? We're going to be
that?
Honoring you that day. We're going to be honoring you.
Wow.
Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
Wow.
Because
wow.
You're calling in, and that's what December the 17th is about, recognizing and having, and it's a day of recognition for those calling. Hassan, you want to speak, bro?
Yeah, man. You know, brother, I can sit here, y'all know all day, family. I can sit here and I can dissect all of the problems that we face, and we can go into the history of it. And I can give you that, and that'll be wonderful, fine and dandy. But with the brother, what I hear the brother talking about tonight, man, is solutions, right? Solutions
yeah.
to all those problems yeah. that manifested and come from our history and everything that we
yeah.
see. Because a lot of what we deal with and what we go through right now is because we lack a cultural base or foundation to grow from, right?
Right.
And our cultural base or foundation has become whatever this American society has deemed it to be. And so when you got positive examples of brothers such as Brother Noble going out there, I keep going into the neighborhood, and he said that he mentored 76
yeah.
children, right? That means he's a father. He's a father to 76 children. You see,
right.
a father is not just one who produces the seed from his genetics, from his body, from his genitals.
Yes, sir.
A father is one who furthers one's education. And so, something that they can grow from, positive examples that they can see, and what they can become. And they don't have to travel down the road that he traveled down. And so, man,
wow, that's powerful. Before we go any further, Deshaun, do we have any callers in? Let's see if anybody called in. We want to definitely get anybody that's calling in involved.
One second. 5069, you live.
Salam alaikum. Yo, I want to get a smile to you and the brothers and say peace to all your viewers, right? But I just want to commend the brother, man, alhamdulillah, man, that it's sad that the people who get paid to look for people when they listen want to follow protocols. But if my heart goes out to that person, that handicapped person that lost his life, had he lost
yes,
his life
yes.
by the hands of someone who just came home from jail, that would have been the biggest story down there of why they
yeah.
need to keep people in jail, why people so violent,
yeah.
why da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
But it took for dudes from jail to come look for him and make sure that his family know where the hell he is. I find it real sad that in this day and time, in 2022, that we still have to go through those types of issues, man. May Allah be with you, man.
Alhamdulillah. This Sharif?
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaykum, bro.
Alhamdulillah. Man,
it's a beauty. See, and you know, it's, you know, thank you for speaking to that, Sharif. And our condolences goes out to that family. That was really heart striking for me to hear, and you know, my condolences goes out to that mother and that family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a man disabled, you know, took an advantage of and murdered. That's disgusting. But you know, these are the things in our society that we really have to get out and be boots on the ground to change. I was in Huntersville last night. I was in Huntersville earlier today, and last night to the day, they've had gunshots all day. Not one time has there been a police officer to come out and investigate, to observe, to see what's going on. Nothing. These are, and it's these traumatic situations that continue to go on that desensitizes our people because, for example, no police are coming. So what is the sense of me calling the people who are supposed to be the protectors of me? So we have to become those protectors. We have to become those people who our community can reach out to aid and bring about resolve. I'm not saying that we need to go out and make a citizen's arrest and things like that. I'm saying more to the terms of getting out, being mentors, being supporters. Right, being proactive in the redevelopment of our community. Can you speak more to that, Sister Krista?
You know, for me working in Gilpin Court as a city ambassador, you know, I always try to be proactive in the community and set games and activities for the kids to get into. I took a senior initiative where all of the high school seniors and rising seniors, 11th graders, I made sure that I was in cahoots and with their school counselors, their teachers, to make sure that their grades and see what classes that they needed, you know, resources and needed tutoring in. So we really have to get proactive with our youth and just get ahead of the game. And did the teachers want to hear from me? They were like, who are you? Where you come from and why are you so concerned? But, you know, once they learned that we were an organization of black gentlemen who was formerly incarcerated, started the ambassador program for the city of Richmond and ran the program for the community for all six courts in the city of Richmond, call it the Big Six, had 72 of their own community workers aid them and stifle to govern their own streets. It was going perfectly fine until the red tape came. The mayor got involved. The city got involved. Now you can't touch the kids. You can't have the kids in your car. You can't be out here after a certain time. So once the red tape came, the program kind of fell apart, but we're still trying to stay afloat. It's not as big as it was. And I'm not sure how well they're doing now, but they're still, you know, staying in the fight of trying to make sure that the kids have different initiatives so they can stay in the community and be boots on the ground for the community.
And see, this is where I would like to see, like, Community United Focus and Freedom Over Everything, you know, we came together. But we came together because we've seen the greater need of our collective body of work being, you know, active in the community. And this is why I'm very, very much advocate to a lot of the other nonprofit organizations to join forces. Stop getting caught up in the glamour of this white society of fame. You know what I'm saying? It's not about fame. It's not about me getting a front page. It's about preserving and protecting my community so that I and my family and your family can live a decent and upright life in society and not be threatened by the foolishness that has absorbed our community and our people for so long. When I'm out here in the beach, I'm just being 100. You don't hear white kids getting in their cars, driving around, blazing up each other's blocks. You understand what I'm saying? But this is because it's the systemic disease of psychological warfare that they have, conditioned our people with, that we have to continue to fight for. And I'm really telling you, I'm saying it straight up right now. To anybody who has a nonprofit organization who is doing anything, I don't care where you are in the United States, if you're listening to this show and you have a nonprofit organization, man, get at us. We are here. We're down to move with you. We're down to make all the necessary moves with you to make things happen. And this is what we all got. We have to come together. We have to be a collective body. You know,
we have to be a fisherman of men. You know, know, the if you read the King James Version of the Bible, you know, it always tells fish stories about Jonah and the whale, how God multiplied food, and, you know. So we too have to be fishermen. We have to be fishermen of men. We have to go fish for our own and protect our own and save our own.
At this time, Brother Noble, we got 10 minutes, but we tend to go over a lot. But Brother Noble, would you like to share with us any final words, you know, in within the next 5 minutes? Would you like to share with us your final words and what you would like to leave us with?
Well, I mean, you know, all praises, man. You know, I love this platform, man. I love all independent media. I love, you know, what you guys are saying and standing for, man, you know, because these are the things that's needed the most, you know, and something you just said really just struck with me about how we got to stop doing, you know, individualism, man. You know what I mean? Just because you got a nonprofit organization don't mean you need to be focused on the fame of your organization. I feel like the most important thing is the amount of impact we can all have together. And that's really what I try to stand on and stand for, man, because, you know, the goal is to find solutions. Like, just imagine how beautiful it'll be if we, if at the end of the year, we can all stand together and say, yo, we lowered the violence in our communities by 80%. You know what I'm saying? You know, it don't matter how or who's, you know, gets credit.
Right.
We can
that's
all
right.
stand there and say, we can all stand there and say, yo, we did that. You know what I'm saying? So I really
right.
feel like
that's
what needs to be the focus, man, the amount of impact, not the individualism and the cattiness and the selfishness and those things like that. You know, that's one of the things I love about the name that you guys gave me. You know what I mean? You know, Noble, man. You know, I mean, I try to be a humble person, man. No matter what I do, I try to be humble. I try to always give God the glory and give God the praise, because none of it is me. You know, if it was all me, I would mess all this up. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, that's what I am on the bottom level. I'm a guy that always messed stuff up. So none of the good I've done can even be given credit to me at all. You know what I mean? Because this ain't me. I messed stuff up. You know what I mean? So, you know, I really just, so those are the important things that we really need to focus on, man. How can we bring stronger unity from here to Richmond to the beach and really just try to have impact? Because something the sister just said as well, you know, those of us who just come from this prison system, we are the credible messengers. We are the ones who can reach these kids better than anybody else, better than anybody. When I was a kid in school, they used to bring Hampton University students to our school with the Big Sister, Big Brother program. And not to take away from that program, because it's a beautiful program, but I couldn't relate to none of them guys. You coming in my school with Sperry's on and button-up shirts, bro. I'm from downtown New Paloo. I don't know you.
Come
we
on,
don't
man.
Got the same struggle, bro. You know what I'm saying? So it's like those of us who are just coming home, we the ones that these kids really look up to and therefore will listen to. We are the credible messengers. So we got to find ways to get around that red tape or cut straight through that red tape and apply pressure to these politicians that are pushing this red tape and trying to stop this movement of ours. You know what I mean? So
come on,
you know, that's
come on.
That's what I stand for. And I'm trying to be that politician because I don't like the way that, you know, when I first came home, ex-felons weren't even allowed in the schools. You know what I mean? They told us we couldn't even speak to the students or come into the schools to talk to these kids. But now look at us now, because we started applying pressure to those politicians. Now we run programs and organizations in the schools and in the courthouses. I mean, the judge, you know, sentences juveniles now and can send them to my program. You know what I'm saying? Like, my program is now an option to keep kids away from Beaumont. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, these are the type of things we got to have. We got to push back, man. And we can only push back strong with unity. So I stand for that unity. I stand for keeping God first and taking the individualism and the self out of it, because it ain't us. This ain't none of us. You know what I mean? This is God. This is God's war. This is
That's right.
Alhamdulillah. Yes, man. I'm so proud of this brother right here, man. Wow. If y'all only knew the struggle I had with this guy right here. this guy right here used to fight me tooth and nail, man. And, you know, amazing that you are truly a beautiful person, man. And I want you to
all praises, man.
Know that
Let me just say this real quick. You know, he said he was a rapper. I think all of y'all are still should label yourself as rappers amongst all the other things that you all have under your belt, because it is truly poetry in motion. Like, people can write it on paper, but if you have not put the work behind it, you rap about it, but now it's, you're living it as well. So I feel you all at the right time.
I like that.
Come on, bro. What's up?
Listen, right now, this is beautiful. This is always wonderful because we always, we always have a good time on here, man. It ain't never uptight. It always is what it is, and I love that about Point of Impact, right? And right now, I want to really say something, because we got to make sure that we put this out there for the brothers and sisters still behind the walls, right? Now, there's a narrative going on behind the prison walls that they do not want a parole board certified under this current administration. They do not want a parole board certified under this current administration, because it will go into the next one and the next one. And so what we want to do is make sure that we get in touch with our senators.
Yes, sir.
Jennifer McClellan, Joe Morrissey, we calling on y'all to not make a vote to certify a parole board under Glenn Youngkin. Please do not do so, because right now what they're doing with guys under juvenile parole and Fishback is that they're giving them 3-year hits out the gate.
Wow.
Which means Glenn Youngkin is saying nobody's going to make parole under his administration if you got juvenile parole or Fishback. So right now, this is what we're calling on. This is the call to action. We want people to email to get in touch with their senators, because, of course, we got the Prison Justice Rally coming up on January the 14th. In the new year, before the General Assembly convenes, as it convenes that first week, we want to be out there. And we're going to call on everybody to come to Monroe Park in Richmond. So log on to the Virginia Prison Justice Network website. I'm one of the co-founders there. Point of Impact, Community United Focus, Freedom Over Everything are all a part of the Virginia Prison Justice Network. We move into Unite to do something great. This is what we must do. And so please reach out to your senator, because they have control. They can make sure that no parole board gets certified under Glenn Youngkin. And shout out to all the brothers and sisters behind the walls, man. We still got y'all. Believe that.
That's right. I want to, before I close, I want to send love and to a beautiful brother who's still behind the wall. Lorenzo Spenalock, man, Brother Mustafa, I can't remember his last name right now. Lorenzo Blow, Mustafa, they are also known as Scorpio. We love you, brother. We haven't given up on you, and I hope you haven't given up on us. But most importantly, we pray that you continue to hold on to the rope of love, and that you receive this message of love and concern for you as we make duet for your return. And all the many other brothers that, and if anyone knows anybody that's right now struggling in the penitentiary system anywhere throughout the United States, please call us and allow us to know who this individual is, so we can make duas, supplication prayers for him, and send out our love and support for him in his fight or her fight. But also, ladies and gentlemen, Point of Impact Podcast, first annual fundraiser of recognition. That's right, December the 17th, 2022, right here in Virginia Beach. It will be at 5725 North Hampton Parkway, Virginia Beach,
right,
Virginia. Okay? If you have any questions or wish to call, you can dial at 757-589-9938. That's 757-589-9938. If you go on Facebook, you probably will see the post, but it has cash bar, but there will be no alcohol served. There will be no cash bar, there will be no alcohol served. There will be catered food and live entertainment. And I'm telling you, it's going to be a fabulous night out. If you want to come out and enjoy a positive night with people of positivity and positive vibe, you definitely want to be in this place, and you definitely want to be surrounded, because it's going to be people there like this brother Noble who you can meet personally, inshallah, be it the will of Allah, who you can meet personally, and if you have any visions, you know, you can definitely come and holler at us. We will be there. Queen Mother Krista will be there. My brother Hassan Shabazz will be there, and I will be there. And, of course, the lovely team of Community United Focus, the executive director, Ms. Victoria Spain, Ms. Dr. Beverly will be there. And also, you know, we're going to be there in full force. You guys, come on out and enjoy yourself and have a nice night. Okay, so is there anything else we need to mention? Anybody got anything else we need to mention? No? We good? Okay.
Yeah, I think that's
it. Brother Sharif, man, I love you, brother. Thank you for calling. Hey, Sharif, I want to holler at you, too, and tell you, man, thank you for giving Asadullah my number, man. The brother called me, and, man, just before the show, y'all, just before the show, my faith was low. This brother called me just before the show, if you didn't hear when I first came on. And, I mean, this man was one of the most talented people I've ever seen on a keyboard, ever in my life. Like, I mean, amazing. But he's struggling with homelessness right now in Baltimore. I told him to give me a call in Maryland, Baltimore, Maryland. So I told him to give me a call so we can try to see how we can assist. And giving this brother some aid in finding some residency. He's a native of Virginia, but Portsmouth, Virginia, actually. But he's right now in Baltimore, Maryland, and he's staying in a shelter for veterans. So you know, if anybody has any information or anything that we can aid this brother with, please reach out to us. You can hit me on Facebook, or you can dial me at 757-589-9938. That's 757-589-9938. Or you can hit either one of us, Krista on Facebook, Hassan Shabazz on Facebook. And if you have any information that we can use to aid this brother in Baltimore, Maryland, please contact us, okay? This is a beautiful man. He's striving to maintain, and he's running through some hardships right now. So let's support our own, okay? Let's support our own. With that, we're going to close. I want to just say thank you, Noble, for calling in today. I love you, brother. I am so proud of you. I'm just so proud of you. You know, I get on this show and people don't understand. You know, this is do or die for me. You know, it's do or die for me, man. I'm tired of seeing my people killing one another in the streets, dying in these penitentiaries. You know, it's just not, you know, it doesn't have to be this way. So, you know, I'm so grateful that, you know, when I hear brothers who get out here and really make a difference, you know, when people are, you know, when all the odds are against us, you know, and we still come out victorious. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. I mean, so with that, you know, we want to send peace and love to everyone out there. You know what we say, y'all. Take this moment right now. Take this moment right now. Stop what you're doing and do something that will benefit you in this life and in the hereafter, that will benefit your family, and that will benefit your community, your locality. Okay? Let's make it happen, y'all. We can do it. Point of impact, y'all. Y'all join us again next week now. Next week, we're going to be having another fabulous show for you. Every Sunday night at 7 p.m. sharp. Come on in, man. And dollars. And remember, when you dial, hit that one so we can hear from you and hear what's on your mind and on your heart and share with us your comments, all right? We love you all. Thank you to all our listeners and our supporters. Jay Sean, you want to kick in something, man, before we go?
Now, just peace, man. Everybody be safe. Another positive and great show.
And big up to them G-men. We won a nice one today. So all you Redskins, all you Commanders. All you Commanders. I had to put that out there, you know. My boy won a big one today. Yeah, we won a big one today, so. You
know, nah, yeah. And man.
Yo.
Shut up.
Peace,
peace,
everybody, man. Peace.
Peace. Peace. Peace. Peace. Peace. Peace. Everybody be strong, peace, man. Stay up.
Shout out Young Swiss.
Get a shot of one. So I remember all the past lessons that you learned from. A 90-day rule, but we rushed it too. In 2 months, we finna text, I love you. In 5 months, became the best of friends. In 7 months, we put our first picture on the gram. On the foundation that we lay and stay stable when nature throws us a curve, but love wins again. Thank you for showing me that I can love again. I'm your homie, you're in love, a homie, love a friend, yeah.
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
It's been 2 years and we still running.
Oh.
To get them butterflies when I see you coming. It's funny how life all works. You gotta open up your heart to operate to see how life works.
Yeah,
when there's rain showers, the sun shines again. Gotta weather every storm just to sail again.
Whoa.
I know the time is now, I gotta do official. I'm down on one knee, I hope you need a tissue. Do you take me for eternity? And make a pinky promise that you'll never leave. Even when you're mad at me, just don't up and leave. The future is scary, I don't wanna see. My life without you will be a tragedy. When I wake up in the mornings, you will wanna see. I'm sorry, babe, there's so much that I wanna say. First, let me ask you, will you marry me?
Oh my God. I'm seriously about to cry right now. Are you serious?
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do.